Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. I thank God for those of you who have listened in and have been listening in and are faithful callers, just people who have been participating in the Bible study. I do thank God for you. This is a perfect opportunity for us to come together and share the Word of God. I think the way that technology is, this is just a great thing that, you know, we don't always have to physically come out and worship, but we can worship within our city. We can worship state to state. We can come together and talk about the Word of God globally. So I thank God for you, for those of you who are calling in, and even for those of you who listen to the archive sessions. You may not be able to listen live, and depending on the topic that's highlighted, some people call go online and listen to the session later on. So we thank God for that. I'm just excited about the things of God. If you're going to be in the area of Philadelphia within the next 2 weeks, on April 11th, we're having a women's fellowship, and I'm going to be in Philadelphia. We're going to be at Integrity Christian Center, and we're calling it the New Mercies Women's Fellowship. The sound of that gives me goosebumps, just the name, New Mercies Women's Fellowship, because we know that the Lord's mercies are new every morning. So if you just want to come and you want to cry out to God, you want to pray, you want to worship, you want to give a testimony, this is where we're going to be. Down in Chester, Pennsylvania, which is just on the outskirts, out by the airport of Philadelphia Airport, at Integrity Christian Center. It's on Central Avenue. So come on out with us on April 11th. It's a free will offering. We're going to be there giving, we're doing breakfast, we're doing lunch, and we're going to have a good time. And so Lord willing, we'll be back here in Charlotte on that Sunday for service. So I'm grateful to God for all of the blessings that he has bestowed upon us and continues to bestow. Additionally, we have the Matthew Project, and that's the scripture according to Matthew. We're giving out food every fourth Sunday. And so we've started a food bank, and those, if you know anybody in the Charlotte area that might be in need of food, come on out on the fourth Sunday of every month and participate in our food bank. This coming Sunday is Youth Sunday, and it's also family and friends. Our youth will be running the service, and so we're grateful for that. I have just a few things I want to talk to you about tonight. I've sort of filled up some space with announcements, waiting for people to call in. But I have we're going to 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, and tonight we're talking about, do you see what I see? Hallelujah. And I'm just excited, like I said, about the things of God. Do you see what I see? And so many times the enemy will try to cloud our vision. But we need to now more than ever before, saints of God, put on our spiritual eyes. We need to put our spiritual eyes on so that we can see what God would have us to see. We're going to 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. And I can't say if you have it, say amen. But we're going to 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. Now, the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place because the Arameans are going down there. So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elijah warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places. My goodness. Let me keep that up. Hold on 1 second. You've got a situation here. This is what happens when you're broadcasting live. The doorbell rang. Okay, the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place. So let's jump over to the 11th verse. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, tell me, which of us is on the side of the king of Israel? None of us, my lord, the king, said one of his officers. But Elijah the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. Go find out where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men and capture him. The report came back, he is in Dothan. So here this king is getting advice, king of Israel is getting advice from Elijah, and he's upset about it. And so he decides he's going to deal with Elijah. So I can send men and capture him, the report came back. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force. They went by night and surrounded the city. Verse 15, when the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh no, my lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. If you don't remember anything else tonight, remember 2 Kings 6:16. 2 Kings 6:16. You need to say that. 2 Kings 6:16, so you don't forget it. 2 Kings 6:16. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Any situation that you might be facing, any adversary, any trouble, any opposition, any negative force, the devil himself, you ought to hold on to this word and say, those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Verse 17, and Elijah prayed, open his eyes, Lord, that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hill, hallelujah, full of horses and chariots of fire, all, hallelujah, all around Elijah. We need to know that today, that we have angels encamped around about us that are covering us, that are shielding us, that are protecting us, that are at our beck and call. God is on our side. And so when the enemy tries to cloud our vision, he tries to make us see what he wants us to see. He tries to make us see trouble, despair, defeat, depression, lack, negativity, even sometimes people speaking out of their mouth, negative thoughts. But the devil is a liar. We have to take on the attitude of the prophet today. We have to take on the attitude of this scripture that says those who are with us are more than those who are with them. So anybody who is opposing you, anybody who's against you, anybody who's trying to attack you, you ought to know that they are more with you than are with them. Hallelujah. I am excited about this word today because the enemy, like I said, will try to block our vision. Title of this Bible study is, do you see what I see? So when somebody is coming against you, you ought to tell them, you don't see what I see, because we have God on our side. And it's not a competition. We've already won. The song said, don't wait till the battle is over, shout now. But we've already won the battle because we're on the winning side. Hallelujah. So we don't have to worry about competition with the devil. We just have to make sure that he's not trying to trick us so we don't see what God has for us. And listen, let me tell you something. This is a key scripture here, because just because people are close to you, just because, I don't care if it's a husband, a wife, a daughter, a son, a mother, father, this was the servant of the prophet Elijah. He was in fear. He was in panic. He was scared. Listen to the scripture. When the servant of the man of God, verse 15, got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Now, the other scripture that comes to mind is, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because the king got angry, got his army together to go and capture, go and capture Elijah. So people are going to try to attack you. People are going to try to come against you. People are going to speak negative about you. So this is what he came to do. He came to go try to capture the word, hallelujah, that was in Elijah's mouth. And I'm telling you, I'm getting so many things out of this. He came to try to capture the word that was in Elijah's mouth. So the word that's in your mouth, the good news, the blessing, the proclamation, the deliverance that's in your mouth, the enemy is trying to capture that with situations, circumstances, and setbacks. But you have to be able to say, those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And the servant, that one who was close, said, oh, no, my Lord, what shall we do? And Elijah didn't pray for him. He didn't pray for his own soul. He didn't pray against the enemy. That's another key. Revelation is coming. Do y'all hear that? He did not pray for the enemy that was coming to capture and kill him. He didn't say, oh, Lord, stop it. Oh, Lord, block it. He said, Lord, open up the person who is right next to me, who is working with me. Open up their eyes that they might see that we're on the winning side. My God, I am excited about this. So as the enemy came down toward him, Elijah prayed again, strike this army with blindness. And so it was. So we thank God for his word today. We thank God for his goodness. We thank God for how there are more with us than there are with those who are coming against you. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let him trick you. Don't let him cause you to be defeated. Don't let him cause you to be depressed. Don't let him cause you to change your hand like Judas and sell for 30 pieces of silver because you think that you're not on the winning side. Don't let the devil trick you because it's more with you. You ought to let somebody know when that coworker, whoever it is getting on your nerves, whatever the situation is, it's more with me than it is with them. I have a little testimony, and then I'm going to let anybody who has something to say go ahead on and say something. You know, I'm always talking about my job and the students and how much they get on my nerves, but I made up my mind that I was going to give a positive confession. You know, sometimes it's not what's happening to you. It's how you look at what's happening to you. And I talked to somebody today, and they said, oh, my gosh, you must have had a good day. Your kids must have been really good. I said, well, no, it wasn't so much the good day. It was my attitude towards the day. I went in with a different attitude about what was going to happen. And listen, let me tell you, I was playing in between classes, singing hymns, a song, spiritual songs in between classes. I just said, Lord, you're going to have to keep me so that I don't lose my cool, I don't lose my testimony, and prayerfully, I don't lose my job. Hallelujah. So it's not always what's happening to us, thanks of God. It's how we look at what's happening to us. And if nobody is inspired today, I'm inspired by Elijah, the prophet who said, I mean, I could just imagine, he was just as cool as they say, cool as a cucumber. He was just like, okay, so it's a whole army. He told his servant, I'm praying that the Lord open up your eyes. Don't worry, it's more with us than it is with them. More with us. So the things that you don't see, it's more things that you don't see than it is the things that you see. And that's a whole entire message that I don't even want to start addressing right now. So we thank God for those of you who are listening. And like I said before, those of you who even call in later on the archive, because sometimes when I go back and I look, people, like I said, this is global, so people will go online and they, you know, depending on the topic, they'll chime in, listen to the message. And so, you know, we've had up to 4,000 people listening in on an archive message. And so that is just phenomenal to me. So I thank God for those of you who call in or go online, I mean, and listen later on. So if anybody has any questions or comments before we get ready to close, just remember, there are more with you than there are with any enemy that the devil presents. And you need to ask somebody who might be coming against you or anybody, do you see what I see? Somebody who might be threatening, somebody who might be operating in fear. I can't stress that enough. Do you see what I see? Amen? So if you have a comment or a question, you can just press number one and I'll let you in. We thank God for his goodness. Amen? Amen? So if nobody has anything that they want to say or want to share, then I guess I'll let you go. All right. We thank the Lord. Hold on. I see. Hello.
Hey, how
Hello?
You doing? Hey.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm tired. Wow. You know what? I'll see you on the prayer between classes because I work for a job. Work at a job where I got to deal with customers. And lo and behold, they act like kids sometimes. You know, most of my customers are real good. They're real kind people. But 5% of them are just straight butt wipes. You know, that's a G-rated person. I really want to call them. But I got to pray for them. And I can't be mean to them. I can't be nasty, rude, because number one, it'll get me nowhere. And number two, I'll lose my job over there quickly. I mean, on the spot termination, I'm talking about. They will call us on our phones out and around and say, hey, pack it in, come on in. And we can be halfway done or you can be done or whatever. If they get a nasty note, a remark about a driver being rude to a customer. That shut the whole show down. So I'll see you on the plan, because, you know, I had a guy who was so racist against, well, I won't say black people, asking him to sign for a package. I'm saying, well, sir, it requires you to have a signature. And I'm saying with a smile. He signed for it. I said, well, you have a nice day. He grunted. And I'm like, okay. But I laughed it off and I took it because maybe it's not me. Maybe he's just having a bad day. But
absolutely.
We just got to be praying for these folks. And most important, praying for ourselves. I know me. But like in my old days, you snip to them because I don't like, oh, Lord. That's all I got to say.
Yes, yes. And we do have to pray because so many people have so many things going on. As the song says, you don't know my story, but so many people, they just have so many things going on in their life today that we just don't, we don't always know. You know, the world today always thinks everything is about them. But sometimes people can have a bad day before they get to school or before they get to work or wherever it is that they're going, and they have a bad attitude, and people will take it personally when it has nothing to do with them. You don't know if that person had an argument on the way to work. You don't know if somebody was sick in their family. You know, sometimes things happen where people just are not their normal selves, or they try to take out what's happening to them on other people. So we definitely, as the salt of the earth, we definitely have to strive to do better, because we have, I'm going to keep it real, we have been in a place over the last few years where it's like, okay, I'm a Christian, I'm not perfect, don't judge me. You know, I can cuss you out and say, Lord, forgive me. You know, and this is where we have been, and we have to try to grow out of that.
Yeah.
We have to try to grow out of that so that we can continue to be the salt of the earth. And are we perfect? Absolutely not. The Bible shows us so many examples of people who are not perfect. So it's not a judgment call, but it's just a call to say, look, you know, if somebody is going to be able to talk to us and look at us and lean on us when times are hard, to say, oh, my God, you know, you always seem to be in a good place, or you always seem to bounce back, or, you know, what is that about? You know, then we'll be able to give a clear testimony, you know. And I'm going to keep it real. I start, as a pastor, I usually start my testimony off with, look at the Lord, okay? Because familiarity breeds contempt. If you're around somebody long enough, eventually you're going to begin to find their faults. And so a lot of times what you initially admired is going to start getting on your nerves. I mean, that's what happens with couples all the time. Opposites attract, but then after a while, after they live together for a while, that which they admire, oh, they're so quiet. You know, I'm loud, they're quiet. And then after a while, you want them to start conversating because you're in the house with somebody, but there's no communication going on. But you knew they were quiet when you married them. So, you know, we just have to continue to pray for one another, and as we continue to grow in grace. I always thank God for you chiming in, and just appreciate you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say one more thing. You know, being that I am a human being still, I've gotten so mad at folks, I will walk away with a smile, get in my truck, drive off, and I may have me a cuss fight between myself and myself and I. Because I just got I'm just keeping 100% real. I'm letting you know.
Yes.
But, you know, after I did all that nonsense, because what it is, I asked God, Lord, you have to forgive me for that. Those words. And I asked you to bless these people's heart and mind, because I didn't really mean what I just said. But I get so sick and tired. People think they're so saved, they can't make mistakes. Well, they're scared to make mistakes. No, they make them all the time. You know, I remember you all said at Brother Mac's funeral, he said, we get up there and we pray and pray to God, and like, we don't know God at all. That's just like all of us. I mean, we pray to God, talk to him, ask whatever.
Absolutely.
Like a complete fool.
Absolutely. Listen.
Absolutely.
The Bible says the most righteous man you know is not without sin. So.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have this little thing in my family where we would, you probably too, I don't know if you're too young, you probably are too young. It was a show called The Twilight Zone. And he's got this crazy
movie. Come on now. I need 44 this time of day. Praise the Lord.
You know that music would be like, so we used to, that used to be a trick in our family when we would go, that meant that it was cuss words going through our mind that we couldn't say.
But so
we were trying to get through as Christians without out saying them. So, but listen, we all have to keep praying. We have to keep praying because every now and then, I don't care what nobody say, everybody might have, some people, I can't speak for everybody, but some people might have a slip through whoopsie, as they say, every now and then. But you just have to keep praying. That's all. You know, you have to keep praying because the Bible says we die daily and we grow in grace. So we
right.
die daily. That's what we have to do. But we have about we have a few more minutes left. I thank God for you. If anybody else wants to get in, if not, then I'm gonna let you go. And hopefully you're listening on next week, 6:30, same time. All right.
All right. All right.
All right. Stay blessed.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again. Give you all.